We occasionally bring you a feature on the American countryside we call Food Fight, a story about the challenge for farmers to continue to grow food to feed the nation. Today is such a program. Our features this week brought to you by stjoemo.com. Check out the Pony Express and more on a trip to St. Joe. The American countryside returns after this. In 1970, there were 648,000 dairy farms in the nation. By 1993, almost 500,000 of those farms were gone.
In 2009, there's 57,000 of us left. If we don't do anything, there's going to be 6 to 810,000 cow farms producing all our food.
Marie Audette is a dairy farmer in Bridport, Vermont. She's a member of a group called Dairy Farmers Working Together. You can find them at DFWT for dairyfarmersworkingtogether.org.
Farmers are independent-minded, and they're concerned that someone's going to tell them what to do. My hope is when we go around and we explain the concept, that they realize that it's not at all what it's intended to do.
The group is working with congressional leaders to implement a dairy price stabilization program. The legislation would not dictate to farmers how much milk they could produce. However, farmers would have a production base based on the amount of milk they have been producing in the last year. Those farms wanting to expand still could. However, they might have to pay an access fee to put more milk on the market. A board composed of farmers and industry representatives would look at supply and demand numbers and oversee the program.
We were trying to take the volatility out so we have a reasonable price to allow everyone. I mean, we're on the third generation here. We have other members of our family that want to come into the business. We want to ensure that we can do business here, that this farm can support those families.
The Dairy Farmers Working Together organization is visiting with other farmers around the nation, urging support of the program. They believe it is an idea that will not only help dairy farmers, but the nation as a whole. Traveling the Countryside, and this week sponsored by stjoemo.com. In Bridport, Vermont, I'm Andrew McCrae.